Gene, I never tire of hearing Bev Shea, and it seems he gets better with the years. And often I'm brought to tears as I sit and listen to him. What a day, Gene. We've been looking forward to the crusade now for a number of years, and hard to believe that the time has flown by so rapidly. Not too long ago, we were out driving out to Ardmore and Anadarko and several cities throughout the state that you've lined up for us, and we thank God for your vision and your interest in reaching out and touching lives, and may God bless you for your sacrifice of time and energy and effort into this thing. Let's pray now before you share. Father, bless Gene as he shares now with us. Open our eyes and our ears and touch us, we pray, through his message. In Jesus' name.
Prayer is a priceless privilege. The price that was paid that we might have access into the throne of grace is a high price. It cost God his Son. It cost Jesus Christ his life. The writer of Hebrews indicates that we come through the veil into the Holy of Holies through the broken body and shed blood of Jesus. Prayer is also an act of faith, because when we pray, we affirm, first of all, that we believe that God exists. Secondly, that God hears. Third, that God cares. And finally, that God answers the prayers of his children. But faith is an active, not a passive, item. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." That word diligently is an active word. Further, prayer is work. In James 5:16 it says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now, I don't know how we could have fervent prayer and not have activity. One of the reasons I know it's work is because in my own life personally, it's a lot easier for me to read the Bible than it is to pray. I take it from that undoubtedly the devil fights prayer harder than he does even reading and intake of the Word of God. So we find that there must be a greater spiritual impact from prayer. But to pray effectively, we also need to understand that God our Father has a Father's heart. Not long ago, I ran into something that was entitled, "Think of Our Lord Speaking to You." I'd like to share that this morning, just for what it may be worth in your own life, it's ministered to me. Think of our Lord speaking to you and saying, "You do not have to be clever to please me. All you have to do is want to love me. Just speak to me as you would to anyone of whom you are very fond. Are there people you want to pray for? Say their names to me and ask of me as much as you like. I am generous and know all their needs, but I want you to show your love for them and me by trusting me to do what I know is best. Tell me about the poor, the sick, and the sinners. And if you have lost the friendship or affection of anyone, tell me about that too. Is there anything you want for your soul? If you like, you can write out a long list of all your needs and come and read it to me. Just tell me about your pride, your touchiness, self-centeredness, meanness, laziness. Do not be ashamed. There are many saints in heaven who had the same faults as you. They prayed to me, and little by little their faults were corrected. And do not hesitate to ask me for blessings for the body and mind, for health, memory, success. I can give everything, and I always do give everything needed to make souls holier. What is it really that you want today? Tell me, for I long to do you good. What are your plans? Tell me about them. Is there anyone you want to please? What do you want to do for them? And don't you want to do anything for me? Don't you want to do a little good to the souls of your friends who perhaps have forgotten me? And tell me about your failures, and I will show you the cause of them. And what are your worries? What has caused you pain? Tell me all about it, and add that you will forgive and forget, and I will bless you. Are you afraid of anything? Have you any tormenting, unreasonable fears? Trust yourself to me. I am here. I see everything. I will not leave you. And have you no joys to tell me about? Why do you not share your happiness with me? Tell me what has happened since yesterday to cheer and to comfort you. Whatever it was, however big or however small, I prepared it. Show me your gratitude and thank me. Are you determined to run into no temptations? Have you made up your mind about bad books and movies? movies and TV shows and friendships? They disturb the peace of your soul. Are you going to be kind to the one who has hurt you? Well, go along now. Get on with your work. Try to be quieter, humbler, and more submissive. Kinder. And come back soon and bring me a more devoted heart. Tomorrow, I shall have more blessings for you. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Well, thank you, Gene. That was very practical, and whoever wrote that has real insight into prayer. I find myself having to come to God often on these same lines, don't you?
I sure do.
And thank the Lord that he is so patient with us and merciful. In fact, I start every day just confessing to God my unworthiness. And I try to lay out before him where the areas I know where I'm unworthy, and ask him, of course, to speak to me about areas that I don't know about. And I'm grateful today for God's loving kindness and his mercies. And we have seen a lot of God do a lot through the years since 56, haven't we?
We surely have, Charlie.
Gene, of course, we've been a prayer partner now for, 27 years. And I wish we could recount to these people the things that we have seen happen and how God has worked in our own lives and the blessings he's brought. And I thank God for what he's done in your life and through your life. I know you have a ministry that reaches out through the whole world, and with tapes and people you've trained and people you're getting trained that go back to different countries. And may God richly bless you, Gene, these days. And thank you for your great contribution to the Oklahoma Crusade. Jody's here again today. This is the last week, day of the week, Jody. What do you have for us by way of prayer promise and prayer request?
First, Charlie, I'd like to thank Gene, too, for that. Those beautiful words that encourage us to pray so honestly and so really. And our prayer promise, Charlie, is from John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And we'd like to ask you to pray for Visitation Sunday, this Sunday, October the 9th, that we as Christians would be led by the Spirit to visit our neighbors with brochures and information about the crusade. And pray for the follow-up program in each church, that the new Christians will be nurtured and encouraged through small group Bible studies and through our personal aid. And pray for Breakaway, a one-day seminar, an important and exciting seminar which takes place tomorrow, October the 8th. This seminar is directed toward youth on the biblical principles of love, sex, dating, and marriage.
Thank you, Jody. I'd like to emphasize the visitation program, and you ought to ask your pastor, are we visiting our neighborhood this Sunday and the following Sunday? We have beautiful materials to hand out, and if you don't have some, go to the Crusade office. Call 691-8883. We have hundreds and thousands of pieces of literature. Invite your neighbors to attend the Crusade with your church, and let's pray God will touch many lives. Well, this is the last program this week. Tune in again Monday. We have a fresh new start on Monday. We'll have two more weeks to go. God bless you now as you go to prayer today.
Is the blessed hour of prayer when our hearts slowly bend and we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend. Come to him in faith, his protection.
KRMC concludes its broadcast day. Thanks for listening in. KRMC operates on a frequency of 1220 kilohertz with a daytime directional power of 250 watts from our transmitter site at 3336 Southeast 67th Street in Oklahoma City. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning